And now, part two of my discussion with my daughter and her friend in the car on the way to Ottawa. Enjoy.
Emo is 65% music, 35% style. Oh, we haven't even talked about the style yet, but let's get into the music. Black.
Black.
So...
Wait a minute. And then, so the style is characterized by black?
No, it isn't. No? It really isn't.
Okay.
That's my character.
Okay. Emo style, the 35% style there, it's not always important. I mean, you could be an emo. I'm doing quotations in the air right now.
We have people in our class like that.
And who don't dress like it at all. So, I mean, one thing with the style is that it's easier to recognize when somebody likes the same music as you.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You guys know what goth is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So emo and goth, would they look alike?
Okay. Here's the thing.
No.
Goth is a lot more about the accessories and the makeup.
I'll explain my way after.
It's a lot about the makeup and the accessories. It's not a lot about what you wear. I mean, when you're goth, you can wear kind of anything. You can wear like black jeans and a t-shirt.
Black and white.
Yeah, but I mean, you can wear jeans and a t-shirt, but you can also wear a dress with like lace tights or something, you know? And it's a lot about what the accessories you wear.
And also, quite vintage most of the time, too. Like.
Yeah, it is pretty vintage. And emo is more, like, let's just say,
punk
band shirts. Let's call it alternative.
Okay.
Alternative.
It involves a lot of different things there.
Rocker style.
The hair is commonly very choppy.
Okay.
Like, layered, choppy, and a little bit to the side. Like, you'll have a fringe that goes to the side. I'm using fringe because most of your friends live in Europe and in England over there, and they use the word fringe, not bangs.
Ah, okay. But, thank you.
And so... And often hair is all very colored. Like often people dye their hair.
Ah, okay.
Emo style.
Okay.
You can do it in the goth style too, but it's not very common. A lot of times their hair is black.
Alright.
Or darker colors.
Wait, emo or goth?
Goth.
Goth, usually it's like, it could be like so black, like.
Yeah.
Very and then emo, it's kind of like, you could have like.
You can have
any
pink
kind
hair.
Of color.
You can have pink hair and still be emo.
Okay, gotcha.
So, that's the difference mainly. So, goth's more about the accessories and your makeup. A lot of the time, the makeup is like black lipstick, black eyeshadow, but it's not always. It just depends how you do it, your preferences.
And usually the music, too, is kind of different, too, for goth and emo.
Well, goth and emo have similar music. Goth is less about the music taste.
That's
it's a lot more
style. I was going to say, I don't really think goth has much to do
and
with
music.
When you're goth, usually it means you admire the style. You could be goth and still like some stuff on the radio.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you can be emo and still like pop.
All right.
Haley here likes Eminem, the rapper.
Okay, all right.
But I mean, he's not like one of the worst rappers who raps about that bad stuff.
We haven't even
grown
our class for like The Weeknd.
Okay.
I just got a shiver up my spine.
Yeah.
I don't like The Weeknd.
Our entire school is obsessed with The Weeknd.
Okay. Well, I don't like The Weeknd, and I've voiced this a long time ago.
I don't like The Weeknd either.
Haley doesn't know, but on Audio Boom, it's a social network where we basically use voice instead of comments. And we have something called Octaver every year in which we talk about music.
Yep.
And I did something, because one of the questions was, what is your favorite or least favorite type of music? Or, what is the type of music you can't stand? And I put rap. Because a lot of times they denigrate women.
I
and,
don't like
anyway.
Rap either. But
and The Weeknd does that.
I can
so
stand
I really
21
don't.
Pilots. Go watch 21 Pilots Stressed Out. Because the reason for their rapping is that they're mostly singing, but... Tyler Joseph says that sometimes the poems / lyrics, he has to rap them to get them to actually fit in because they're long. So one line would be really long and Yeah, their rap isn't really rap even. It's kind of, but it's a lot, it's like alternative rap, if you want to say that.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes, of course.
Why did Audio Boom change his name?
Oh, is that why you were...
groaning, yes.
Is that why you were groaning? Yes, okay, I was wondering if it was just me.
Because I grew up
yes,
being
okay.
Audio Boo, and then now...
Yes,
so I... Add an
okay, Audio Boo changed his name to Audio Boom. We're not sure. The entire Audio Boo community that I belong to, we all kind of still call it Audio Boo. And what I do is I say Audio Boo, and then in parentheses I'll put an M if I'm writing it.
Yeah.
Okay? Because to me, Audio Boo will always be Audio Boo.
Yeah,
I always
like
the name. And but I think they used Boom as an allude... Yeah, exactly, to allude to the Boom microphone. But we don't know that for a fact, but
yeah.
I suppose that would make sense.
Right.
Yeah, so, anyway, all right, there was one more point that I was going to make, that you were mentioning something about the emo style. Oh, yes, when you said sort of jeans and a t-shirt kind of thing. And it reminds me a lot, when I was in high school, a lot of the rocker girls, that's exactly what they wore.
Yeah.
They wore jeans, usually faded, t-shirt, any color, could have been a band t-shirt, but you know, in those days it wasn't as common. And usually, on top of the t-shirt, they would wear a plaid, usually red, plaid shirt.
So my mom would do too.
But there was a very distinct part of the style. They almost all wore construction boots on their feet. It's really weird.
Well, I mean, a lot of emo slash goth alternative people wear combat
boots. Okay, so that sounds very much like punk.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, punk is an entire other thing.
Oh, no. We're not going to get into what used to be punk.
Okay, emo, let's just say that punk now is a lot about the piercings.
Yeah, emo was about the hair. Too.
I know, but I'm just saying that, like, it's a lot about the hair. Tattoos and the piercings when it comes to punk. But anyways, that's all I have to say
because
I'm not
going to... No, that's cool. That's great. I mean, this has been great. And, well, thanks everyone for listening. And from Michaela.
Hello. Nice to see you again because I haven't seen you in very long... Well, seen you.
Talked to you. And from Haley.
Hi.
And I'm Slandy. And thanks for listening. Bye.